Hi there. The word for you today is on life stabilizers. In James 1 verse 6, we read, like an ocean wave tossed around in a storm. Quite a picture, isn't it? Here are two more life stabilizers that'll sustain you in life storms. Number one, submission. Our ego always wants to do it our own way, right? For my purposes and for my pleasure, etc. And what's the result? A dangerous resistance to God, a hardening of your attitude. So his word says in Hebrews 3 verse 13, warn each other every day that none of you be deceived by sin and hardened against God, like a pond gradually freezing in winter. Our self-will slowly rigidifies, destroying our spiritual sensitivity. The Spirit's gentle influence no longer moves us. We're left feeling content and justified doing our own thing to our own demise. Look, it's not wrong to have your own will, and God won't cure you or deliver you from it. Mm-mm. But he intends you to line your will up with his will. Here's an illustration. A good racehorse must have a will in order to win, but its will must be submitted to the rider's direction, or winning will be impossible. David finally reached the place where he could write in Psalm 51, "The sacrifices which God accepts are a broken, submitted spirit and will. A broken heart God will not despise or reject." Second life stabilizer you need is self-sacrifice. The world's philosophy is get and keep all you can. Be careful. Few things sabotage our peace and stability like this philosophy. Take care of yourself isn't a kingdom principle. Jesus said in Matthew 16:25, self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way to finding your true self. Psychologists say that grasping, holding on to things and people only makes us anxious, possessive, controlling, and even difficult to live with. That's why Jesus said in Luke 17, verse 33, whoever tries to keep his life will lose it, but whoever loses or invests his life into my kingdom will preserve it. Hey, you've tried everything else. Now try giving yourself fully to God.